All right. Well, good morning, Lakeside. Good morning. It is good to be with you this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling like time will not slow down. Am I right? Time has just been flying lately. You know, I remind my wife at the dinner table at night, you know, the kids for some reason can inhale their food faster than I can. I think that's an age thing. But I just will sit there and my kids will be done and they'll be running off somewhere else and making noise and have a loud house. And I'm sitting there and Stephanie's staring at me. She's like, and I'm thinking, I remind her and I remind myself, you know, someday it's going to be quiet and we'll miss it. And we will. And I had a friend of mine had quite a few kids, and an older individual came up to him and told him to enjoy his kids while he had them. Well, my friend wasn't having the greatest of days, and so he quipped back, "Did you?" And sometimes it feels like that, but time just goes and goes and goes. And this week we'll be saying goodbye to 2020. And we'll be saying hello to 2021. And the older I get, the faster time seems to go. And speaking of time, you know, it's interesting just to look at how people spend their time, how we generally spend our time. And the full-time employed person averages about 8.5 hours of work a day during the week. Most people on average will average about 5 hours of television a day, 5 hours of TV a day. And then just about an hour eating, which, man, that's fast, but just an hour eating. People spend their time on average in that way. There's one thing that I believe in the coming year in 2021 that we all need to do in our lives and to spend time doing in our lives that will make all the difference in the world as we go into 2021. And it's being in the Word. And we're going to talk about that today. And some stats I read, the American Bible Society, they do a study every year. They released their 10th annual State of the Bible survey this past July. And there's some bad news in that survey. And the bad news is that in 2019, 14% of people used their Bible daily. Just 14%. And then in July, when they released the next number, you would think that in the time of the pandemic and getting into shutdown mode and all the things that we faced in 2020, you would have thought that that number would have went up. But what actually happened, they found, is that number went down. As of July 2020, through the pandemic and through the shutdowns, the number dropped to 9%. Just 9% use the Bible daily in their lives. Well, that's the bad news. The good news in this study that they found was that 68%, about 70% of American adults are Bible curious. In other words, they want to learn more about the scriptures. That's really cool, isn't it? And that tells me that there's a great opportunity out there for those of us who know God, know Christ personally, to give them the word, to give people what they're searching for. Because 70% are Bible curious out there and wondering, what is this thing, the Bible? What are the scriptures all about? So what's the big deal? Why should I personally read the Bible? I mean, we already come here to church. We listen to the Word of God. Kids, you come to youth group and you come to Kids for Truth and those things. We learn about the Bible there. We go to our growth groups, right? And we talk about the Bible. We discuss the Bible. We share what God's been doing in our lives. We do those things. So why? What is the big deal with being in the Word on my own? Why do I need to be doing that? Well, I'm really glad you asked that question, because I heard all of you asking that while I said it. And I'm really glad you asked that. And that's what we're going to look at today. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. So let's open up in a word of prayer. Father, I thank you so much for this, for your word. I thank you so much for this message. And God, I pray is that you would use it in our lives today, Lord, that you would, your words would come out loud and clear, not just mine, Lord, but yours only. And Lord, I pray that you would use your word in people's lives today, God. Use it in my life. And Lord, if there's one who has not fully surrendered their life to Christ today, Lord, I pray that you would use your word to draw them to yourself and do the work that you only can do and save them today. And Lord, for the rest of us, Lord, we want a greater passion for your word. So Lord, as we go through this and as we look at scripture today, may we just go away with a greater desire to spend time with you every day of our lives and to be saturated with your word and to turn up the word in 2021. Lord, thank you so much for what you're going to do. We love you so much. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. All right, so that brings us to the letter of 2 Timothy. And I'd ask you, if you haven't turned to your Bibles yet to 2 Timothy, turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy with me and verse in chapter 3 this morning. You know, 2 Timothy was written by Paul. It was a letter written to Timothy, this young pastor. And Paul is writing from Roman prison again, and this time he wasn't going to be delivered. This time he was looking towards his death, towards really not just his death, but on the positive side, to his homegoing, to the time where he was going to see Jesus Christ. And he wanted to encourage Timothy, a young pastor that he had opportunity to minister to, and he wanted to encourage him greatly. And so Paul was very concerned for Timothy as a young pastor, that Timothy would weaken spiritually. In fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul writes to Timothy in verse 6, and he says this. He says, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit." Listen to this, he says. "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Paul was concerned that Timothy was going to lose heart, that Timothy was going to weaken spiritually. And so Paul wrote to him and said, "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us power, love, and a sound mind." So Paul spent most of his time in this letter encouraging Timothy in Timothy's ministry as a pastor, which then brings us to chapter 3. And in chapter 3 in this passage, we see Paul pointing Timothy back to the word and saying, it's about the word. You need to remember the word and what it's profitable for. And so today I want to just take some time and talk to you about how we can turn up the word in 2021 and why we need to do this. What is it profitable for? What's it good for me to be in God's word every day of my life? And so I have 6 things for you today, and we're going to go rather quickly through them. So hopefully you'll be able to write quickly, or we'll send this out, I'm sure, along with the email coming up in the days to come. But here we go. Consistent personal Bible reading and studying. First off, it produces saving and sanctifying faith. Saving and sanctifying faith. Look at what Paul wrote to Timothy. He says, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it." Pointing back at the word. Knowing all these things from the word, continue in them. "And how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, the scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." So Paul's telling Timothy, reading the word of God produces a saving and sanctifying faith. It's through the word of God that I see that I am a sinner, that I have offended, that I've violated God's law. And that I've not only violated God's law, but I'm a criminal according to him. And my sentence is death, separation from him forever. I see that through the word. But I also see the good news, which is that God provided a rescuer, provided a savior for me in the man of Jesus Christ, the one who we celebrate, who came as a baby to this earth. And was born as a baby and was fully man and fully God. And then he took the full wrath of God for my sins and paid the penalty once and for all on the cross. The Bible tells me that. The word tells me that. And not only does it tell me that, it tells me that he rose again on the third day, conquering the grave, so that I, if I believe in him, and fully surrender my life to him, I will never die. I will never, ever be separated from him ever again. What wonderful news the Bible teaches us. And I am so thankful that at a young age, my dad took time because I had a simple question. Dad, I don't know what death is about. You've taken me to funerals of older relatives. And I have no clue what's going on here and I'm scared. And my dad took the time and he didn't just reason with me. He opened up the scripture and he shared John 3:16 with me and he put my name in there. And he said, Joel, God loves you so much that he gave up his one and only son. So if you would just believe in him, you will never perish. You will never die, but you will have everlasting life. And he shared that word with me from the word of God. And I remember putting my trust and faith in Jesus Christ that night. And I'm so thankful. And not only does it produce that saving faith, but then it produces a sanctifying faith. I know that's a big word, sanctifying, but all it means is set apart. Once we fully give our lives over to God and surrender our lives to Christ, he then starts a process in our life to set us apart more and more and makes us more and more like Christ until he calls us home. And reading the word produces that kind of faith in our lives for salvation and then for trusting him every step of the way to do the work that he only can do to make us more like his son, Jesus. I am so, so thankful for that today. Romans 10:17, it says, so faith comes from hearing. And hearing, how do people hear? Through the word of God, through the word of Christ. Romans 10:17. Once we have that saving faith, then the Holy Spirit will use the scriptures in our lives day in and day out to change us and to make us more like Christ. So the first thing that I have to ask you today is this. Have you seen in the Word that you need a Savior? And have you fully surrendered your life to Christ? If you haven't, let me just encourage you right now to take time. And all you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord and trust in Jesus' completed work on the cross, his finished work on the cross for your salvation. And I encourage you afterwards, if you have more questions or anything, to seek one of us out. We would love to share the good news with you and to point you to Christ. We are so thankful for what God does and how God saves people and he produces saving faith and sanctifying faith through his word. Amen. The second thing then is this. It doesn't just produce saving and sanctifying faith in our life, but it proclaims God's complete word. It proclaims God's complete word. What you and I hold in our hands is everything that God wants us to know about him. No more, no less. Everything, complete word of God is what we have straight from the source. Look at what 2 Timothy 3:16 says. All scripture, well, the first part of this, all scripture is breathed out by God. Have you ever stopped just to think about how amazing it is that this book that you and I have so much access to on devices, at our homes, in the form of the print or electronic? Have you just taken time to be in awe of how this is God's breath, his words breathed out to us? What an amazing, amazing thing that is. In fact, some have called it God's love letter to us. God's love letter to us. Now, I remember, I don't want to get too sappy, okay? Some of you might want to go, ah, here in a little bit, and that's fine. Go ahead. But I don't want to get too sappy, but I remember way back in high school when I first met Stephanie. And I remember, this was before email, this was before all that, and texting and all that kind of thing. And I remember the first letter I received from her. I'm pretty sure it was like 4 pages front and back. Or wait, no, probably, sorry, 2 pages front and back, okay? It's almost like a book. But in that letter, what she did was she wrote like a history of her life. Like she really wanted me to know her, to get to know her. And I remember reading that, I got it in the mail, I opened it up and I read it, and then I just tore it up and threw it away. No. I'm not like that. Okay. No, what I did is I took that letter. I opened it up. I read it. And then I folded it up nice and neat again. Yeah, this is bad. Anyway, and I put it in my back pocket, and I remember going to school, and I remember taking it out during class. I remember between classes taking it out. I think I might even marked it up a little bit, like, ooh, remember this. This is important, okay? Now, you see where I'm leading with this? I hope you do, because here's the thing. I wanted to get to know her so much that I studied this letter. I read that letter over and over and over again. And let me tell you, God's word is a greater letter than that letter is to me from Stephanie. It's from God himself. I need to be studying this. I need to be pouring over it and just diving into it and saturating my life with it. 2 Peter 1, 20 through 21 says this. He says, knowing that first of all, that no prophecy of scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. This is all scripture's not from somebody's interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. You understand how cool that is? That God chose, and he didn't have to do this, but he did. In his grace, he chose human authors who had distinct personalities, distinct experiences in life. And he spoke to them the important things that he wanted everybody to know about him. And he allowed their personalities and allowed their experiences to come out as well. That is an awesome, gracious, loving God. And a very personal God as well. I am so thankful for God's word and that it is his complete word to me. I don't need anything else. And since it's God's word to us, it's truth. It's absolute truth. There is no fake news to be found in this book. Okay? One thing going through 2021 or 2020 that I've experienced is I've had people send me articles. I've had people send me memes. I've had people send me all these different things. And let me tell you one thing I'm kind of tired of having to do every time I get a new thing is to go and fact check it all and go to see if it actually is true. Can I tell you right now, you put this in somebody's hands, you don't have to worry about it being fact checked. It's absolute truth. You can stand by it. And we need the word of God more in 2021 than we've ever had in the 2020 and ever before. We need it more. So it produces saving and sanctifying faith. It proclaims God's complete word to us. And then it provides sufficient wisdom. It provides sufficient wisdom. Provide sufficient wisdom. You know, in my life, I've had a lot of different hard things happen in my life, challenges in my life, struggles in my life. Times where I was like, what's going on and how do I take care of this? How do I make this right? How do I deal with this situation in my life? And I will tell you every time, eventually, not right away, but eventually, God's word comes to wash over me. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, there's the answer. There's the answers. Provide sufficient wisdom. Look at what 2 Timothy 3:16 says. All scripture is breathed out by God. And it's profitable. And here it is. You, those of you who went to camp in 2020, anybody had the privilege of going to camp this year? Young kids, you guys? Yeah. Praise the Lord, we were able to go to camp this year, right? You learned this verse at camp, I know. And here's what it is. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching. What that is what is right. It's profitable to tell us what is right. It's profitable for reproof, to tell us what is not right. It shows us what's right and what's not right. And then it's profitable for correction, how to get right, how to be right with God and get right with God. And then for training in righteousness, how to stay right. What an awesome, awesome thing it is that God's word can do all that and more. It's profitable for what is right, for what is not right, for how to get right and how to stay right. I am so, so thankful for that in my life. The word complete in this passage, that word complete, as we get onto the next one, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. So you 2020 campers, you learn that. You know that. And in Proverbs chapter 4, the writer of Proverbs says this in chapter 4, verse 23. He says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. And nothing will minister to my heart more than this book right here. This book is so important to influence my heart, and my heart needs it, because out of my heart, all the issues of life come. All of them come from my heart. All right, so not only does it produce saving and sanctifying faith, or and proclaims God's complete word to us, provides sufficient wisdom, but it prepares us for spiritual ministry. It prepares us for spiritual ministry. Look at what he says in the next, in verse 17. He says in 16 that this is profitable for these things. And then in verse 17, he says this. He says that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. And that word complete, it means to be fit, means to be in fit condition, fitted for use. And what I think of right away is I think of an athlete. I think of an athlete training for some big event, something going on in their life. And I think of that. And then I think of myself, that just as an athlete who dives into exercise to be fit for competition, we must dive in to the word to be fit for ministry. And I want you to know, everyone here, if you've surrendered your life fully to Christ, everyone here, you are in the ministry full time. There's some of us that God's allowed to get paid for it, but the rest of you, let me tell you, you're in it too. We're all in this ministry together, full-time ministry. And the only way you will be fit for it is to turn up the word of God in your life, to be saturated in God's word, because that's what equips us. That's what makes us complete, fitted for use for every good work and every good ministry that we have. Hebrews 4:12 says this, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. See, the word of God is what God uses to do surgery in my life, in my spiritual life. And as he does the deep surgery that needs to be done in my heart while I expose myself personally to his word, it prepares me for ministry to the brothers and sisters and to those who don't know Jesus. And it makes me complete, ready for that ministry. And it's the word that can do that in people's lives and can do it in my heart and prepare me in that way. And oh, how I need deep surgery done every day of my life. So the word of God, as we expose ourselves to it consistently, it produces saving and sanctifying faith. It proclaims God's complete word. It provides sufficient wisdom. It prepares us for spiritual ministry. And then it protects us against our cunning enemy. Paul in Ephesians talks about how we don't war and wage war in the flesh and those things, but we wage war. It's a spiritual battle, he talks about. And Paul wanted Timothy to understand this. And that's why he writes earlier on in verses 12 and 13, he says this. He says, indeed, to Timothy, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Persecution is a given for us believers. And I don't want to be kind of a downer here today, but I'm just reading what it says in God's word. And it says, it's not going to get better. It's going from bad to worse. In fact, I think about persecution and what they're facing back then, and I think about some of the talk that I've heard nowadays, and that you know, we're not really persecuted at all. I mean, I'm so thankful today that we get to gather. I'm so thankful that people can watch us online today if they want to do that. And we have the word going out loud and clear. We're not afraid of people coming in and taking our Bibles and putting us in prison. We are blessed. Amen. And it's during these blessed times that we better saturate ourselves with God's word, because it's a promise from God that we are going to be persecuted. All those who want to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. And it's going to go from bad to worse. But don't lose heart. Paul didn't stop here. I already read these verses, but I want to look at them again in this context, because Paul didn't stop there with the bad news. He goes on to Timothy and he says, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." He's saying to Timothy, yeah, persecution's going to come, and it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. But get in the word already. Remember what God has told you. Saturate yourself with the word, because that's where the power is. That's where the strength is. That's where the wisdom is. That's where it all is. Even the disciples, we see this in God's word. I thought about this back in Acts, when the church was just exploding and growing and they were facing great persecution. We see that the disciples, when they were faced with persecutions, as I went back and read some of these passages the other day about the disciples being persecuted and what their response was to, and really focusing on the response, here's one thing I didn't see. I didn't see the disciples ranting about how awful the government was or how they needed to overthrow and rebel against the government. I never saw that once in their response. You know what I saw? I saw them pray to God and acknowledge his sovereign hand in what was happening. And then I saw their prayer for boldness and courage to go out for the gospel and preach it loud and clear, no matter what happened to them. That only happens when we're saturated with God's word, though. That only happens when we're focused in on this book and not on every other thing that's going on in this world. 1 Peter 5:8, be reminded. I need to be reminded of this verse so much. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, he's prowling around like a roaring lion, and he's seeking someone to destroy. He would love it no more than to see families at Lakeside Fellowship destroyed and to see Lakeside Fellowship people get turned away from the word and onto themselves. He would love that. And he's striving for that. He's so crafty and subtle. He uses so many good things in our lives that are legitimately good things to keep us from the best thing. Listen, I have to remind myself this daily, and I have been. I have to remind myself, and I had to back in November, that my vote was not going to win the day. That my combative posts sometimes and my comments that I just spout off on social media are not going to change people's hearts or minds. My personal hot take about the latest news story that came out, or the latest science that's come out, or the latest sporting event that's happened, or the one that's yet to come, it doesn't matter. It will not change hearts. The only thing that will win the day, mark it down right now, the only thing that will win the day and radically transform hearts is the word of God. And that's what I want. I want it for my life. I want it for my family's life. I want it for Lakeside. I want to be transformed so radically, and that only happens through his word. One last thing. It promotes godly hope and joy. It promotes godly hope and joy. Remember Dave's message last Sunday about joy? about real joy and how we cultivate it in our lives. Here's some of the things he said. He said, joy celebrates God's salvation. Well, how do we know about God's salvation? The word. Real joy prioritizes God's presence. How do we spend time in the presence of God? In his word. Real joy meditates on God's word. There it is. It rests on God's promises. How do you know God's promises? You know the word. You get in the word. Joy surrenders to God's will. How do I know what God's known will is? It's through the word. Joy serves God's people. How can I possibly serve God's people? God's word tells me how to do that. And joy sacrificially gives to God's work. How do I sacrificially give to God's work? How do I know how to do that? It's through God's word. Real, lasting joy cannot be found anywhere but in a thriving relationship with the Lord by getting to know him more through his word. Let me tell you, if my relationship with my wife was only one way and all I did was talk to her and she never talked to me and I never wanted her to talk to me and I never wanted to listen to her, that relationship would be dead and it would be over. How dare I treat my relationship with my father that way, where all I do is pour out my heart in prayer to him, but I never dive into God's word on my own and study and allow him to speak to me through it. Reading scripture consistently and being in word produces real hope and joy. And as you turn up the word, as we turn up the word, and as we saturate ourselves in it, real hope and real joy will radiate from us. Get this. This is going to be so awesome. I'm going to tell you this right now. In 2021, if we make, all of us individually make the commitment to saturate ourselves in God's word and be committed to being it every day, guess what's going to happen? Hope and joy will radiate from Lakeside Fellowship to the whole North Pole community and beyond. And people, get this, the promise in scripture is this. 1 Peter 5:8, First Peter 3:15, he says, always be ready to make a defense to anyone ask for a reason for the hope that is in you. The joy and hope will go up so high that people will be looking at us that we rub shoulders with, that they come in their doors. And maybe that's you today. You came in these doors today and it's your first time and you haven't surrendered your life fully to Christ. You're like, what is going on with this guy? He's hyper. All right now. I can tell you right now, it's because of God and his work through Jesus Christ in my life. And isn't that what we want, Lakeside? Don't we want to see people asking us for the hope? Man, it's a lot easier when people ask me for the hope than me having to go out and say, hey, you want to hear about hope? Starts by being in the word. It promotes real hope and real joy in our lives. I'm sorry. I got a few more things to go over with you. This is good. We need to turn up the word in 2021. We need to do it. And we have some tools for you that we want to give to you as a leadership team. We've been praying over this. We're passionate about this because we know what God can do through it. And so we have some tools that we want to give you today. I want to talk just briefly about here as I close. First is the Foundations New Testament. This is a 260-day Bible reading plan for busy believers. So I don't want to hear, I'm too busy for that. Because this is made just for you then, okay? For busy believers. This is a 5-day reading plan, so 5 out of 7 days. And we're going to start small. Because in my life, I've learned that anytime I've made a decision, got passionate about something, I always try and bite off more than I can chew. And when that happens, I fail. I just set up myself for failure. And so what we're trying to do together as the Lakeside family is we're trying to set up ourselves for success. in this. So one chapter a day, it's through the New Testament. One chapter a day, each and every day. You can have the paper copy. We have these on the back there on your way out. And this is the paper copy for you to keep track of where you are and those things. And also, if you have not got the, if you're into tech stuff, you haven't got into the YouVersion app, I would suggest you do this. And I want you to know, this is open for teenagers. I believe Pastor Tony is going to be working with the teens, encouraging this with the teens. And it's for you kids too. And dads, take the lead in your family. Take the lead in your family to somehow implement this into your family. Do it yourself personally, but then implement it into your family as well and encourage it in your family. The YouVersion app is wonderful. One of my favorite things about the YouVersion app, I haven't used it as much as I should, but I'm looking forward to it because now I'm going to have a lot more friends on there, Lord willing, okay, is that you get friends on it, just like that Facebook thing, that news feed is just horrible. It just drives me nuts. But this YouVersion app with the news feed on it is all scripture. Like I see what somebody highlighted that day, what stood out to them, and that's all I see on their thing. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So encouraging. And so I encourage you, take one of these, this Foundations New Testament. Then we also have another tool. And this is something that I've been working on this last few months here, getting into it personally in my life and trying to implement in my life. I haven't been as consistent as I want to be. And once again, I'm going to have a lot more people to encourage me now. So that will be good. But it's called the Here Journaling Method, the Here Bible Journaling Method. And I just want to go through. We have bookmarks in the back there also with this method on it. So you don't need to write all this stuff down. It's on this bookmark. Let me go quickly through this. Highlight. So you read your chapter a day. You highlight verses or a verse or passages that stand out to you. Just highlight them. What I do is I'll rewrite the verse in my journal. It makes me remember it as I write it out. And then you explain it. And in this, you're explaining what the text means. You're looking at the context, check out your study Bibles, your commentaries, those things that you have. If you have questions about that step, you can ask one of us. We'd love to give you tools to make you, to set you up for success in learning God's word and being able to explain it and understand it. So what does it say? That's what you're writing down there. Then we get into the important things. Apply is the next one. How do you apply this? How do these verses that I highlight, how do they apply directly to my life personally? And in this one, I really encourage the words, I need to. That's the wording that I came out in my journal as I've done this, is I need to do this, whatever it is, in light of what I just read. And I'm applying it personally in my life and making action steps. And then the last one is respond. Pray about how God would have you respond to what you have learned. And a lot of times in my response, I'll be honest with you, a lot of times it just becomes a response of thankfulness to God. Like, God, thank you so much that your word says this and that you can give and thank you that, you know, that you will give me what I need to take these action steps and then help me to take these action steps, push me to take those action steps. It's a wonderful, prayerful response back to God. And as we do this, as you journal it, I will tell you in my experience, like I said, I haven't been as consistent as I want to be yet. But the times I've done it, it's been very interesting to know and it's just to see and awesome to see that God orchestrates something in my day where it's like, huh, I read about this morning. I wrote about this morning. I can use this in my own life or I've had the opportunity to share it with somebody else that they needed to hear that in their life. And so it's just been a really, really good tool that I'm looking forward to getting more consistent in here in 2021. So those are just some tools for you that we want to give you because as a leadership team, let me be honest with you. One of the biggest things I get from guys that I've worked with is I need to be in the Word more. I need to be in the Word more. Will you help me be in the Word more? I'll say, yeah, I can do that. I can text you and ask you how you're doing in the Word or once a week or once a day or whatever. But I'll tell you, it's just like me too. I struggle with this as well. Is that we're not consistent. It starts off well and then we fall off. And so we really want, we're praying, we're all joining in this, the leadership team as well, we're joining into committing to this. And we are just excited to see what God's going to do as we turn up the word in 2021. Let me close with this illustration. So every one of us here at Lakeside Fellowship who have fully surrendered our life to Christ. In 2021, what I want to be doing, me personally, individually, myself, every single one of us individually, What we need to be doing is this. We need to be taking ourselves and we need to get into God's word and we need to just saturate ourselves so much with God's word. And what happens as we do that? I get to make a mess. This is fun. What we do when we do that is we get to go out into the world and with our families. And as we are saturated with God's word, it just drips right off of us. It runs right off of us, everybody. Yeah. In fact, if I took this right now and threw this out in the crowd, some people would get wet. And that's the idea. That's awesome. We all need to get wet, right? Over in the scripture. Let's saturate ourselves with the scripture so much that as we rub shoulders with the unsaved, it comes off on them. The good news, the gospel comes off on them. As we rub shoulders with each other who are hurting in our lives, as we rub shoulders with each other who are struggling in our devotion, struggling being connected to God and being saturated, it'll rub off on them. This is my desire in 2021. Is to be so saturated with God's word that I see people come to know him and I get to see believers grow more like him. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word. God, I have copies of your word everywhere. I have them on my devices. I have them on my walls. Lord, forgive me for taking it for granted. And God, today, personally, I just want to recommit to your word in 2021. God, help me as I do different activities in life, God. Help me to remember Bible first. Help me to remember I need to spend time with you first before any of those other things are done. God, as Lakeside, we want to be so saturated with God's word that it drips off of us, that it runs off of us to people who desperately need you and to believers who need great encouragement. Lord, your word is key to everything. It's key to repairing marriages. It's key to reconciling ourselves to you. It's key to dealing with sin in our lives. Lord, do whatever it takes to get your word into us and get us into the word. Lord, I thank you so much for the great privilege it is to know your word and to know you through it. May we never take it for granted from this day on. And it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.